Jenya and Liana serve with CRU, which is formerly known as Campus Crusade. They work in Ukraine in Dnieper, right? Because it changed names. It got shortened. They have been over here for the last month or so visiting supporters, visiting friends, visiting family, and they've just been a joyous time for them. A good time to make some of those connections again. I'm saying this now so that I don't forget later. Some of you have signed up to have dinner with them. If you would, please connect with them to give them addresses, times, that kind of thing. I would appreciate that, just so that I don't forget to pass that information on since we're leaving this afternoon. So, Jenya, if you would come.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You didn't need a microphone. I'll leave it here just in case.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, dear church. And at first, I want to say praise God. Praise God that He loves us and that He saves us. And sometimes, not sometimes, I think that all time, I think that I don't understand why He chose me, but not my neighbor. Sometimes I think that my neighbor may be better, not maybe, I think that he is better than me, but God loves me and He saved me. And we want to praise God for that. And He make us one family. And I want to say thank you that you care. So a lot of people, they don't care about a lot of stuff, but you care about a lot of things. You care about people who is Christian and they persecuted in different countries. And you pray for them and you don't know how your prayers have influence. But your prayers have influence. And thank you that you care about people who in persecuted countries. And thank you that you care about us. And sometimes we think who we are that your church so love us. Really, you so love us. You give us car for all our trip. You give money for gas for our trip. You give GPS for our trip. Some people give iPads for our trip. So we feel ourselves like king and queen. And sometimes I think that we feel ourselves in your church better than at home. And thank you for that. And we are missionaries, and today it will be more like sharing with you. It will be more not like preaching, but it will be more sharing what God work, how God work in Ukraine, and so you can to see how you have free influence to Ukraine. So it will be just sharing. And at first, we want to show you first video, but before we will show this first video, I want to say that we work with students, with youth, and with youth need a lot of energy, and we have to organize a lot of interesting projects for them. And this video, it will be about we made this video after a winter Bible conference when we get all our students, Christian students, leaders from all cities, not just from our city where we are, but we take them from all cities together, and we had conference. This conference has name Yes, He Can. And we invited one preacher. He is from Somalia, and he is crew director for Muslim part of Africa, and his ministry is very dangerous, and we invited them to encourage our students not just to be happy youth, happy Christian youth, but to be happy Christian youth and share the gospel with all their classmates and all other people. Let's see, watch video about our ministry, and in this video, not just about our team ministry, but about all Ukraine Campus Crusade for Christ ministry, our ministry with youth. So, watch video.
nations. We are his ambassadors.
И на самом деле Бог через одного человека может многое сотворить. Здесь собрано 280 человек, участников конференции. Как вы думаете, что Бог может сделать через них, когда они разъедутся по всем концам нашей Украины?
Наша молитва в цьому, щоб кожен з вас через рік, два, три, п'ять, щоб ви, обертаючись назад, ви побачили, що Бог мене використав. Він зробив могутні, неймовірні діла в моєму житті і навколо мене.
Это реальность. То, что мы живем, то, что мы создаем, о чем мы мечтаем, о чем мы страдаем, вот это реальность. Все, что происходит внутри нас, все, что мы переживаем, и Бог делает внутри нас, все это по-любому неизменно проецируется на внешний мир. Бог изменяет меня, это влияет на весь окружающий мир, это влияет на другого.
Згадувати це і будемо ділитися тим, як Бог діяв і чудово діє в нашому житті.
And so you can see part of what you are. And thank you that you part of this ministry. And we can't do it without you, really. And can you show our presentation, please? Yes. And I want say that you all missionaries. And no, I'm not mistaken. You are missionaries. And I believe that each person in this room, you are missionaries. And you involve in a missionary work. Why? Because we body of Christ, and we all work for one aim, for one goal, to praise God and to bring other people that they make more praise God. Amen? Do you understand me? It's like if your country have war, all country will work for this war. They all country will have one goal to win with enemy. And some people, they will on the front line zone, on the war. But other people, they will not. But they will work on the plant and make tanks for this war, for people who on front line zone. Other people, they just make food and cook food for these people who front line zone. Other people, they just work as teacher and teach kids who has parents on frontline zone. But all people, they involve in one goal to win enemy when their country have war. And this is with me, this is very similar with mission work, that somebody, they on frontline zone on the mission. But maybe you think that you never was on missionary field, but you still involve in this work. And thank you for your prayers, for your support, for everything what you to do for us. And this is our family. Daniel, he became a little bit bigger. And now his feet a little bit bigger than my wife's feet. But he just 10 years old. And Matthew, he's 5 years old and he loves raccoons. Yes, and his nickname is Raccoon. He's so funny and danger person in one time. And this is our family, and at the first of my presentation, I want to do the most important stuff, something most important. And I think that most important is introduce my wife. You know me a long time, but you didn't know, but you don't know my wife. And so please, Lena, come here and share your testimony.
Good morning. It works. Good morning, dear church. I'm so glad to be here with you this time. This is old pictures of my family. This is me, my brother, and my parents. And I just want to share with you how I came to Christ, because I was born in Soviet Union times in Ukraine. And my parents wasn't really Christians, but they thought that they are Orthodox, and I go to church with them, to our Orthodox church. And in Soviet Union times, to baptize somebody, it was illegal, and they baptized me in our kitchen, in our house, when I was infant. And the priest back home in the evening, Not noticeably, because he doesn't want our neighbors saw him. And my parents told me that God exists, and he sees me all the time. And that's why I didn't have a atheistic worldview in Soviet Union period. But I feel like a void in my heart, and I pray by my own prayers in this church, and I really scared all icons on the walls, because it's not joy in it. It's like they won't only punished me or convicted me. And when I was grow up, I was normal child. I studied school, go to art school, but nothing can't bring satisfaction to me, and I started search the real meaning of life in different stuff, and I had a lot of bad habits when I was a child, because I had influence from my older brothers and my cousins. And but at the time, my mom started work with one Baptist pastor on her work, and through him, Bible appeared in our home, and different Christian books appeared in our home, and I read different Christian brochures for kids. I saw super book cartoon at this time, and God continued to knock in my heart different ways, through Christian children camps, through missionaries from Sweden, through family of this pastor. And I start to search God, and I was repent when I was a first grade student, and I understood that I can't understand anything in Orthodox Church, because it's ancient Slavic language. And I started to pray, God, I need to find church, good church. And then my mom started to go to church, and this pastor evangelized her during 7 years, and he prayed about my family. And then she started visited church, and I am with her. But I don't know, maybe you know that in Soviet Union times in Ukraine and the early 19th years, it was a lot of different myths about Protestant churches, and a lot of lie, like we eat kids or make human sacrifices in the church, something like that. And I was scared on even just words of Baptist, you know. And it was interesting that when I came to this church, God closed my eyes to this word. And when I was ready to baptize in this church, I was asking you, do you know who is the Baptists? And they told me that we are. And I was really surprised of that. But I was very glad that God make this, and I was a part of Baptist Church. But and my mom repented, and she became a very active Christian. But my father at the time, he lose his work because a lot of plants and factories after the dissolution of Soviet Union started to close, and he began drink, and during that time he drank a lot. He was really alcoholic, and I want to share the gospel with him, but all the time he worked, slept, and drink, and I can't make it. And I started to pray, God, if he slept so long time, maybe give him a dream. And he saw the dream that he stand between God and devil, and God told him, choose the truth. And I started to serve with students, with crew ministries in my hometown, and then I became missionary and moved to south of Ukraine, to Odessa. And my father started read different book, Christian books, when my mom go to church, and she doesn't know about it. And then he started go to church. She go earlier because she seen in the choir. And then my dad came to church. Then my dad go earlier at home, and then she back to home. And nobody speak about it. But in one day he stepped forward and he repented, and now he's the deacon of this church, and he prepare wine for community because he is free from this sin. And I glad that God can use me in ministry, and I really like evangelize people. But now I have two kids and a lot of time with them at home. But I glad that God gave me opportunity to evangelize even here in US, because we had our missionary table like usual. And in one church, one guy from China, he started ask me different questions about ministry. And I thought that he is Christian, but I asked him, where did you repent, in China or in US already? And he said, it's first time when I am at church, and I just came to US to study English. And I'm from China, I know a couple words on Russian because I studied Russian. And I had all our tools already to share the gospel with him. And I share the gospel with pictures. And he chose one picture when when person sit on the seaside and see before him, and he said that Christianity for me now it's like this sea, and I thought jump to this water or not. It's something interesting for me, and I can share my testimony through these pictures because I am from post-communist country too. I glad that I can do it even here in US, and I saw a lot of people that need Christ here. And I encourage you, pray, serve, evangelize, be open for people, and don't scare them here in US, because you have a lot of churches, but you still have a lot of non-Christian people around. And thank you that you pray for me, and I get visa for 10 years to come to US. Thank you very much. I just glad to be here with you this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And before Lena received visa, we ask a lot of people pray about us, because it's not easy to get visa in Ukraine, US visa. And before that, Lena had two rejected in US embassy for received visa. But this time you prayed and God answered, and Lena received 10 years visa. My first visa, it was for 5 years visa, and it was miracle for me, but she has 10 years visa. Wow. Yes. How we said, we are missionaries of CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ. We serve with students, and we serve in Dnipro. And when we became missionaries, 7 years we served in south of Ukraine in Odessa. And you heard this story, I don't know, maybe you forget this story. And 4 years ago we moved to east of Ukraine in Dnipro city. And Dnipro, it's a big city with 1 million population. And Dnipro, it's city where in Soviet Union time was made all Soviet Union nuclear rocket potential for all USSR. It was made in our city. We have huge plant where all nuclear bombs was made. And that's why after desolation Soviet Union, Ukraine was third nuclear country in the world after USA and Russia. And then we made denuclearization. So it's interesting city, a lot of factories, a lot of pollution, and a lot of people who need Christ. And now we will try to see next video, but please show video number 4, not number 2, but video number 4, please. And this video, it's about our team, and we about our team in our city and what we to do in our city. And this video, it was for Russian people. It was made for Russian people, and when we try to make subtitles, it's these subtitles, they very fast. So please, it will be like exercises for your eyes, and please have attention for that. And it was made for use, just to see, and you can to see our country, what is our country, what is our team, and all our teams say thank you for you and hello for you because they know you. So watch the video.
Якось дуже класне усвідомлення, що будь-хто з кемпуса це є по замовчуванню твій друг.
Sorry. It's not this video. Please number 2. I tired. It's 6 weeks in US. Yeah. Привет от команды Campus Днепр. Мы сотрудники миссии Украины для Христа и служим среди студентов Днепра.
У Христа есть мечта, которая вдохновляет и нас.
Наша мечта – это студенты, которые не стесняются своей веры, которые берут на себя ответственность за свои неверующих одногруппников, общежития, университеты.
Они о них молятся, дружат с ними, делятся Евангелием, наставляют тех, кто принял Христа. Евангелие невозможно остановить.
Мы стали христианами перед поступлением в университет.
Foi na universidade que nós conhecemos Campus e entre membros e amigos nós vivemos este sonho.
Эта мечта стала и нашей мечтой. Мы начали достигать студентов вместе.
Мы впервые пришли на мероприятие кампуса, когда были еще неверующими.
Благодаря команде волонтеров и сотрудников мы услышали о Христе. И это навсегда изменило нашу жизнь.
И сейчас мы понимаем важность того, чтобы Евангелие не остановилось на нас, а передавалось дальше, от студента к студенту.
Мы всего лишь маленькая часть большого жизнеизменяющего движения. Свидетельство, воплощение мечты в реальность.
Мы идем к нашей мечте. Бог показывает, что невозможно сделать это в одиночку, без партнерства.
Когда христиане объединятся вокруг распространения благой вести при содействии Святого Духа, эта мечта станет реальной. Становитесь частью этой мечты. And you part of this dream. Thank you that you part of our ministry and thank you very much. So you can see our team and all of them know you, know your church, and they want to say hello to you and thank you for you. And can we show watch our presentation. Oh, thank you. And how I says that we work with students, and once a year we organize during year we work with our team in our city, in Dnipro city, but once a year we organize big project. It's Speak Out for 400 students, and usually for that we organize it in different cities, and we come to government and says for the government that we want to do something special for your youth, we want to organize English club for your youth, Speak Out, and we want to work with people who have somebody in the frontline zone. We still have war and some people on frontline zone like military, and we want help them. We want help some kids in orphans. We want help orphanage people and refugees people in your city. So we want to do a lot of for your city. Do you want it or not? And government, they say that yes, we want what you need, and they give for us the main square of city. They give us a stage, electricity, police, ambulance car, and we have big project. Just 400 people, 400 students are students, and we in to do like праздник, holiday in this city, and maybe 500 people more come to all our events at the evening for main square of the city. And on this project, on project like that, last summer, we wanted to help people who have somebody on frontline zone. And we want just came come to them, give them some presents, say thank you that you have somebody on frontline zone, and that's why we have peace in our cities. And when we came to government and says that we want to do it, they said that we very happy, we will give you all addresses, all information what you need, so you can go and visit these people and work with them. And we wanted to evangelize them too. But the government says that we have one person in our city for who we recommend you not go to this person. You have to not go to this lady because you will have a lot of problem with her. Not go to her anyway. And when I try to understood why this lady is so difficult and why they recommend us not visit this lady, I understood that this lady, she had son, and her son, he was a pilot on the plane, and he was killed. His plane was hit by a Russian plane, and when he fell down on occupied territory, and all these Russian troops Russian troops, I don't know how it's better to say, they put his body with all garbage and other people just on the land, and he was just like garbage and with all other garbage in the land. And his mother, she tried to take his body from this land and bring it to Ukraine, to a cemetery in Ukraine. But our governments, they don't want to work with occupied governments, and they don't want to organize all this process, how she can take his body from this land and bring it in Ukraine. And it was so difficult for her. And this poor mother, she went to occupied territory, she speak with the government and ask them to take his body, and he take his body. This body was maybe 5 or 6 months in the land, and he takes this body, bring in Ukraine and put in cemetery in Ukraine. And that's why this poor mother, she hated everybody. She hate our government, she hate Russian government, she hate everything, and that's why she was so angry, and that's why for other people it was very difficult to communicate with her. And when we understood this story, I and my wife, we decided that we have to go to this lady. And we didn't know what to say for her, but we understood that God showed us that we have to visit her. We prayed about that, and we decided that we will go by ourselves, we will not send our students. And when we came to her house, we understood that today it's day when her son was killed 2 years ago, and she just back from cemetery where she was for remind how it happened with him. And today is this day when he was killed 2 years ago. And we just came to her and say that we want just to hear your story, and we heard that it's very difficult story. Can you just share with us about that? And she bring all his pictures and all his medals, and she told us his story that he was a plane pilot, and his missionary, military mission was to bring food and water for Ukrainian army that was encircled at that time, circled by Russian troops. And it was his second mission a day, and he parachuted all food and water for Ukrainian army. And when he did it, Russian plane from Russian territory put a rocket for him and get him. And when it happened, he told for crew, he command for crew jump from plane, and they did it. But when it was his turn to jump from the plane, he understood that he fly near big village in Ukraine, and it was huge huge plane. It was transportation plane, so it was very huge plane, and he understood that if he will jump and if his plane will fall down on this village, a lot of people will killed. And he decided to control a plane to the end, and it was how he died. And when she told us this story, we just cry with her, we just pray with her. And at the time, God gave us words that, do you know that your son, he was like Jesus. He was like Jesus. Jesus saw our problem. Jesus saw that if he will not die, we will die. And he understood that Jesus understood that we need his sacrifice, because it's just one way to receive salvation for us if he will die. And if he will not die, we will not receive salvation. And your son, what he did for these people, it's very similar to what Jesus did for us. And we speak about that. We speak about God's love with her. And she not accepted Jesus Christ at the time, but it was very good conversation with her. We speak a lot about Jesus, about church. We pray a lot, we cry a lot. And it's just one example what God to do in Ukraine, and just one story what God to do through us. And we have a lot of other stories about our ministry and how we work with students, and how one Christian student bring other students to Christ, and how a lot of joy we have through that. And I think that I told you one time about this guy. His name is Artur. He is my disciple. He was like, he liked karate, and he was champion of Ukraine of karate. And God knocked to his heart, but Artur didn't hear it. And he was like, crazy soccer fan in Ukraine, but it's like danger group of people who organize it a lot of, for example, if somebody have peaceful demonstration for something, for example, for that In our city a lot of pollution and we need change our plans that they not to do so a lot of pollution. And if government don't like this meeting, they speak with people like Artur and say, go to this demonstration and beat them that they will run from street and understand what I mean. And he was like this guy. Bad people pay money for him and his friends and they organize it a lot of what people want by their arms. And so God knocked to his heart and he didn't listen God. But then God knocked to other part of his body and after that he accepted Jesus Christ in his heart. And how he was before that, he didn't afraid nobody and he can beat everybody. But now he still don't afraid nobody and he shares the gospel with people and he disciple a lot of guys and men's boys, they like him because he leader, he's strong guy, he's small, but he's strong and men's they like him. And 1 year ago, he married for one staff from our team and he one became missionary next year and it's big joy for us. And I have a lot of other stories we can share about it. And I just want to share with you about one tool what we use for our evangelize. We have a lot of different tools how we can evangelize other people. And we have the four strategy. We have the four bracelets, we have the four t-shirts, the four hoodie, the four heads, everything the four. And the four, it's four spiritual laws. First icon means that God loves you and he created you. Second means it's like all people sinful and they divided with God and between you and God sin. Third says that Jesus Christ died for you and make bridge between you and God. And the last one says that will you accept Jesus Christ in your heart? And it's so easy, but it's so genius. And we use it everywhere. We take it with us and share the gospel with people. And first time when I use it in US, it was when we travel from this place to Wausau. We wanted to buy some cheese and ham for make sandwiches for us, and we visit cheapest store, Walmart, for that, because we very smart. And we very smart, we bought cheese and ham, but when we came to my car, we understood that we not too smart, because we not have knife or something to open these plastic boxes for that. And I started try do it by my tooth, but I can do it. And then I think maybe I will ask somebody on parking lot, maybe they have something that and will help me to open these plastic boxes. And at this time, when I standed on parking lot, one black guy come to parking lot on black Lexus, and the music was from his Lexus. And I think, why I can't come to him and ask him about help? I can, why not? And I decided to go to him. I went to him and ask him, do you have knife? After that, I see how he started closing window and he afraid of me. And then I saw that he has drugs on his knee. Then I try explain him that I'm not police, I just need your help. And then he come from his car, take knife from his pocket, opened me this plastic, opened me cheese and ham. And then I says, Oh, I see you have a lot of troubles in your life, and I am from Ukraine, but I have present for you from Ukraine. I have this bracelet. Do you know what means these icons? I want to share with you just a couple minutes. And I told him that God loves you and he created you. All people sinful and you too, sinful person, but Jesus died for you and make bridge between you and God. And you can to be with God and feel his love and will you accept Jesus Christ in your heart. And he takes this bracelet, say thank you, put it on his hand, arm, and sit in Lexus and go away. And I don't know how it will, what it will be next with him. I just share the gospel how I can with him. It was funny, but then we thought that maybe it was not funny. But God used it, and we have this the four bracelets with us. We bring it. If it's interesting for you, and if you want to share the gospel, but you don't know how, start do it. You can take this bracelet and it will helpful for you to share the gospel with a lot of people. And yesterday, before we came to this place, I wanted to do for my wife Chipotle experience. It's first time for her when she came to U.S. And in U.S. you have possibility to try different cuisine. In Ukraine we have Ukraine cuisine. And American cuisine, McDonald's. McDonald's cuisine, it's very high cuisine. We like McDonald's. I wanted to have, to do for Lena something new, and we visited Chipotle. Do you know Chipotle? And in Chipotle, one guy come to me and ask, are you from Ukraine? Yes. And I have present for him and from Ukraine. And we shared the gospel with him. And we invited him to church. But it's 6 weeks how we in U.S. and I mixed name of your church. I said that come to Waldo, not... So I says about, I don't know what is church. So, and I shared the gospel with him. And so, if it's interesting for you to know about, if it's interesting for you to have some tool how you can share the gospel, you can take it, we bring it with us. And also, in same time, the four bracelets is fundraising. We want like sell this the four bracelet and all money what we will receive, it will for our students that they can come to this big project what we will have speak out. When we will back to Ukraine, just in 10 days, we will have big project for 400 students. We call it speak out, and we want help for our student to go to the speak out. So if you will buy this bracelet, you will have possibility to share the gospel with very good tool, and you will help us to make a fundraising for our students that they can come to our project. And at the end, I want to say thank you very much for your love us. Really, your church so love us. You not just pray for us and support us, you find car for us. You find GPS for us. You provide gas for us. You very love us. Thank you very much. At the end, let's watch last video, video number 3. It's about the four bracelets.
In a time when people identify themselves with brands, catchy designs, and shining role models, we are challenged to present the gospel in an authentic and contemporary way. It is time to stand up bravely to present the simple yet powerful message of the Bible to those around us in a creative way. The four stand for the most relevant message of all times. Whoever sees these four symbols and hears their meaning experiences God's plan for salvation and is able to share it with others. Be a part of the movement and bring life to your neighborhood, your city, your country, and the whole world. The four. Show your faith.
And at the end, can I pray for you? Yeah? I will pray in Russian. Is it okay? Дорогой Господь, мы так благодарны Тебе за то, что Ты так любишь нас. Спасибо Тебе за эту церковь, которая тоже так любит нас. Господь, слава Тебе. Я прошу Тебе, благослови, Господь. Благослови каждого члена церкви. Ты знаешь каждого нужды. Ты знаешь каждого вопроса. Ты знаешь, какие есть нужды в этой церкви. Я прошу Тебя, покрой по своей милости и по своей любви. Я Тебя прошу, благослови. Благослови пастыря одного и другого, благослови всех других служителей, благослови просто прихожан. Я прошу, давай много новых лидеров, которые бы дальше бы вели эту церковь. Будь с этой церковью каждый день и отвечай на все их молитвы. Благослови каждого члена церкви во имя Иисуса Христа. Слава Тебе за все. Аминь.
Спасибо.
You're welcome.